Why is it that people believe that the term think connotes uncertainty? Recently, I have been asked my opinion on certain things. My answers invariably begin with, well, I think Obama's health care plan is bad, or I think I want to have children. Then I am usually met with, you just think so? But doesn't the thought lead to certainty? So why? What's wrong with that? Yes, thought leads to certainty, but once you come to a conclusion, you are not still thinking about it. Now you know. So when people hear that you think something, they take it to mean the process of thinking is still occurring, as opposed to this is the result of the process. So what thinking means, asking questions, answering them, playing the devil's advocate, integrating, questioning, etc. Well, if that's what you're engaging in, you don't yet know, you're not yet sure. And the way English construction is taken, I think means that is the process that you're engaged in. So when you say 2 and 2 is 4, you're committing to a certainty. When you say, I think that 2 and 2 is 4, it means I'm in process of studying the question, but I haven't made up my mind yet. So don't say it. Even, you know, it's funny how language is formed, how it comes to be used. If I said, I am convinced that 2 and 2 is 4, when somebody asked me, that is an overstatement. It makes you wonder, are you really sure? Why don't you just say 2 and 2 is 4? So it's like you're making a point of saying, yes, I don't doubt it, which raises the question, do you doubt it? You know, my lady does protest too much. So it's better in all those cases just to say, that's it.